koutou katoa and welcome to Well with Anahila, the Labour List MP based in Papakura in Tāmaki. This afternoon we welcome back Mina Narang. She's the cervical screening coordinator out in Counties Manukau. And that's our conversation today. We'll talk about the area where Mina works. It's just an add-on from our previous conversation. So Mina, welcome to Well with Anahila. How are you today?
I am good, thank you. Kia ora everyone. I'm very well, thank you.
Yeah, that's great. We'll just follow on our conversation from our last chat. So we did talk about cervical screening, and I did receive feedback from people that they found it really useful. So we'll have you back, and what would you like to share with us today?
Today, I would like to talk about human papillomavirus, the virus that actually causes cervical cancer. Mm. So I want to discuss this further today with you all. To start with, I like to discuss about human papillomavirus vaccination, that's immunization, that protects a virus that causes several cancers affecting the men and women.
So that's the HPV.
HPV vaccination, yes.
Okay,
so it's free for girls and boys aged 9 to 26. But anyone else like out of this range, like older than 26, can actually go to their GP, pay for it and get it done. It's a really good vaccination.
Also, it's free for girls and boys from 9 to 26.
That's right.
And for older adults, they have to pay for that themselves.
That's correct, yes.
And what would be the pay?
I'm not 100% sure, but around $300 for one injection.
Okay, and for adults, you need three injections.
Three injections, that's correct,
okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
For under 15, it's two vaccinations. For over 15, it's three vaccinations.
Okay.
And this vaccination works best when it's given before you get sexually active. So I would encourage all the parents, mums and dads, who's listening, grandparents listening to us, please don't wait till your kids are 26. It's best if they get it done before they get sexually active. And by saying sexually active, even before, you know, they start kissing and everything.
Okay.
So it works best that way.
So, Mina, how are we recording? Is there a register of those who've had HPV?
Yes, there's a national immunization register where when anyone gets a vaccination, it's recorded on that register. So after 10 years, if you want to find out, if you finish your course, you can actually ask your doctor to find out for you, or you can contact the register yourself and they should be able to give you information. So it's all recorded on National Immunization Register.
So the vaccination lasts for 10 years, did you say?
No, the vaccination is lifelong. Yeah, you don't need to have reboot, after three injections.
Okay.
Yeah. HPV is very common virus that is spread through skin-to-skin contact. Most people become infected at some time during their sexual life. Most of the infection, HPV infections, gets better on itself, but only some of the HPV virus causes a cancer. And most likely type 16 and type 18 causes cervical cancer. So the vaccination, which the Gardasil injection, which the 9 to 26 years old are getting, covers the type 16 and 18.
Okay.
And HPV can cause throat cancers, mouth cancers, which is more common in men than women.
Throat, mouth.
Mouth, yeah.
So what are the symptoms of throat and mouth? Is it visible? Could you see it?
No, it's not visible. So extreme coughing, continuously itching throat, and dry throat. That's the symptoms, and so when the boys have oral sex with a female or with a male who've got HPV virus, that can lead to mouth and throat cancer.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right.
So that's why it's important for both girls and boys to get vaccinated.
Are there a lot, in terms of mouth and throat cancer, is there a lot of people who have been diagnosed? Is it treatable?
It is treatable, yes. The HPV virus is treatable, but women are more tend to get HPV virus on their cervix than men on their throat and mouth. But there is a chance that men can have throat cancers and mouth cancers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, yeah. Some boys can get penis cancer as well and anus cancer as well. Yes. So that's why it's not just girls who need vaccination. I'm again saying it's boys and girls both need the vaccination. And please don't wait until they turn 26 for their vaccination. Take them early. It works best if it's given early.
Mm-hmm. Is there an education program you run at schools? I know that my daughter was an intermediate and she came home with the information.
Yes. So public health nurses, when they come around to schools, they talk about HPV vaccination and they give out handouts for kids to take home. And parents have to consent before the kids can get this vaccination.
Has there been a lot of uptake from parents?
Yes, there is uptake. Lots of people are coming forward for this vaccination. But obviously there are some misconceptions as well. People feel, oh, my kid is not sexually active. I don't, you know, we can wait. But actually, don't wait because you never know when they start kissing because, you know, these days, New Zealand has lowest sexual health rate. Like the age is gone really down. So for sexual age. So don't wait till they become adults.
Okay. How do we know that New Zealand's got the lowest sexual health rate?
Through the unwanted pregnancies and also through contraception clinics where, you know, younger kids are coming for, you know, condoms and birth pills and all those things. The vaccination, as I said, works better if it's given younger. It gives stronger immunity. It doesn't have. It means the less effective people are have already been exposed to. If you know we've already had been in sexual relationship, and then you go for the vaccination, you can still get it done, but it just reduces your chance of immunity.
Okay.
Yeah. Now I'm going to talk about where people can go for their vaccination. So school nurses will come to kids when they're around year eight, when they're year eight. And by chance, if they have missed their vaccination, they can go to their GP and get it done.
So year eight, that's intermediate.
That's correct.
Yeah.
And as I said earlier, 9 to 15 years old need two vaccinations. 15 plus needs three vaccinations.
Okay.
So this is about HPV vaccination. And I recently received a call after our last conversation, Anahira. They wanted to know, one of the ladies received abnormal result and she was worried. So I just thought we'll talk about abnormal results today as well.
So what if I go and have a smear and it comes back and it's abnormal? What then?
So abnormal result doesn't mean that you got cancer.
Okay.
Abnormal results means that there is abnormal cells in your cervix that can lead to cancer.
If it's untreated.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
So how would you know that you're, I suppose your doctors, you'll let the patient know?
Yeah. So when what happens is when we receive the results, it's and it comes under in three category. One is minor changes. That's called APGAS. Okay, that means there's slight changes in your. It's between normal to abnormal. So it's not completely abnormal. It's not completely normal. Okay, and normally, if you're under 30, we'll leave you alone, and then after 1 year, we'll repeat your smears.
Would you tell the person that they're under 30, this is showing? Would they have an option?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So when we receive the results, we share the results with the patient and inform them what's the management we are going to do. And because most of the times this HPV virus, with our good immunity, our body's immunity can fight with a bad virus. And without any treatment, we can get rid of these viruses.
Okay.
And unnecessary treatment can cause lots of complications. So depending on the results, we go for treatment. And if it's grade 1, like SIN 1, SIN 2, SIN 3, then we might call you back at the clinic. And you were going to see a specialist where they repeat your smear under microscope.
Okay, so don't be too, it's not alarming.
Yes.
So once you get a call to say that it's abnormal, then come in and talk to the nurse or the doctor about it, and then you will be given how it will be managed.
Yes, yes. Okay. So abnormal results doesn't mean cancer. Okay. That's what I want to make it clear. Mm. And then if, you know, we have called you back for a follow-up, just wanted to make sure that everything is fine. Mm. So you will have repeat smear under microscope where a specialist can see the lining of your womb or lining of your cervix properly and see how much abnormal cells are there. And
so when you say repeat smear, so you take another smear and then the doctor looks at it under the microscope?
Yes, so the doctor will perform the smear under microscope.
Oh, right.
Yes.
Okay. So it's not going to be sent somewhere for a test. Actually, the doctor will do it straight.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. So the smears will be done under microscope, and doctor will be doing a smear with the nurse's team. Mm. And then depending on how much cells, abnormal cells they have seen, they will decide either they will ask you to come back, repeat your smears after 6 months or 12 months, depending on how bad the cells are. Mm. Or they can just recommend that we should do a treatment. Mm. And treatment itself is not a longer treatment. It's just 15 minutes treatment.
Okay.
So you just remove the abnormal cells from your cervix.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's not it's not like life threatening procedure, or it's not longer that you have to stay in hospital for, you know, days.
So would you have to be put under some sort of anesthetic?
Yeah, they might give you local, depending on how you're feeling. They might just give you local anesthetic, or they might give you some kind of a laughing gas so that you don't feel it. Mm. And it's just 15 minutes procedure.
Okay. What's been the feedback from women after they've had that?
Just last month, I had a lady. The smear was done by her GP, and the results came back. She had some kind of abnormal results. Mm. I can't remember what kind of results she had, but it was abnormal. Mm. And for 1 month, the specialists were trying to get hold of her, but she was not. She was just scared.
Too scared because of the results.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And then from the specialist, a referral came to my team, and then one of my team members went to her place, spoke to her, discussed the results with her, and offered her support. And the lady came in, had her repeat smear, had her treatment, I think then and there, and she was happy.
Okay.
So, and the results after her treatment, she had a repeat smear, I think after 3 months, it's clear now.
Yeah, because I think the probably the most scariest is your first smear, and then after that, getting the results scary as well.
Yes, yes, because you have to wait for 2 weeks to get the results. Mm. So that's a scary bit. But please, if we do find abnormal results, and if we have a treatment done, you've got 99.9% there's a chance that we can prevent cancer. But for that, you have to come regularly for smear tests. And if we have asked you to come back for follow-ups, please come in for follow-ups and treatments. By doing regular smears and treatment on time, we can reduce cancer by 99.9%.
That's a pretty high rate.
Yes, yes.
So you said there was minor minor, and then we've got the repeat under the microscope. What's the third one?
So there's stage 2, 3, and 3. Okay. Sorry, SIN 1, SIN 2, and SIN 3. So SIN 3 is a lot of cells are changed. Mm. That doesn't also mean cancer. Okay. That also means there's a lot of cells that's been changed around your cervix.
Okay.
And for that as well, doctor will repeat the smear under microscope, and they will do a biopsy. And then depending on the biopsy result, they'll do your treatment.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So has it been a lot of, because you've been working there for quite some years now, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Can you tell us how is there a lot more women coming forward?
We are getting more aware. People are more aware of cervical cancer now, and they are coming forward for cervical screening. But still, if you look at the percentage, the number of ladies not under screened, like not being screened or are more than 5 years, is high. Yeah. We're still struggling with that. But people are coming forward now.
How do we reach new migrants?
What we as a DHP do is we actually have links with refugee center. Mm. We go there and offer our services. Mm. Also, we go to doctors and just data match their enrollments.
Okay.
Yeah, and if there is any lady who's never had a smear, doesn't matter how long she's been in New Zealand for, we contact them and offer smears.
All right, so in the process of contacting doctors, do your data match. How often is that done?
It's done every 3 months, but for some doctors, it's done more often, depending on how much data they have got and how many new enrollments or new registration they've got.
Mm.
So with some doctors, we work more closely, and it could be monthly and sometimes weekly as well.
Mm.
Some practice nurses are doing this work themselves as well,
okay,
quite frequently.
And with women who maybe from some cultures who that's not something that's done, how do we encourage them?
I would suggest that please leave your fear away. It's just 5 minutes of embarrassment can save your life.
Mm.
If not for yourself, do it for your kids. Mm. Do it for your whānau.
Mm. Mm. Because it's all done by women.
That's all done
by women.
Yes. Mm. And for example, you're Indian and you're going to a Indian doctor or Indian nurse and you don't prefer an Indian nurse or Indian doctor, you can say, I don't want Indian doctor or Indian nurse. That's fine.
Yeah.
There's other places you can go.
Mm.
If you're Pacific and you don't want a Pacific nurse or doctor, that's fine. You can ask for somebody else. You can go to your doctor. You can come to us at Super Clinic.
Mm.
You can go to Family Planning. Mm. You can go to Well Woman Family Trust for your free smears as well.
Okay. While I remember, what's your phone number in case people want to ring you?
0800-729-729 is the National Cervical Screening Unit number.
Mm.
If you want to reach us at Manuka Super Clinic, then it's 0800-729-729 extension 3. We cover South Auckland and East Auckland.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, that's good, because the whole point of this is that we want to be able to ensure that women have their smear.
That's
and
correct.
And then if there is abnormal, then we want them treated.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, anything else about cervical screening?
I will just say, look after yourself, take care, ladies, and come forward to have your smears.
Yeah.
Regular smears and vaccinations can protect you from cervical cancer.
Mm. Yeah, I had my smear last year.
And, oh, well done.
It wasn't a scary. It was more, I think from my point of view as a Tongan New Zealander, I was more embarrassed for the doctor than I was for myself.
Yeah.
But my doctor said, right, you're here now, get on the table, let's get it done.
Yes, good on you.
And I said, okay, yeah, so we got it done. So, it's not too scary, ladies.
Yes.
Like Mina said, 5 minutes will save your life, and you'll be here to support your family and friends. Yeah. Okay, is there anything else you'd like to share with us, Mina?
No, that's all. We do free clinics at Super Clinic, Botany, Mangere, Otara.
Mm.
If anybody is due for their smears, please call us for free smears. 0800-729-729 extension 3.
Extension 3.
Yes.
So you talked about that there is portable units out there, the bus.
Yeah, Well Woman Family Trust have a mobile van and they go to different communities.
Mm.
Their calendar can be seen on their website. So if you go on
Well Woman
and Family Trust.
Okay.
And if you go on their website, you can see their calendar.
Okay.
And appointments can be booked with them online as well.
Mm. If someone's listening and they want to, because I know that every group I belong to, like a church group or women's group, there's always a women's group. Are they able to contact you to have the bus come over to their church? I know that as most, in your experience, you said before that churches don't like to have the van in their church.
Yes, definitely they can contact me, and I have done that. Been to different communities and taken our smear clinic with them, with us. So that's possible. Some of the churches don't. Like people, the woman itself don't feel comfortable coming in the church for the smear, but we can obviously you know, take you somewhere else, or we can provide you transportation.
Mm.
Or if you're happy for us to come to your church and do a smear there, we're happy to do that.
Mm.
As far as woman is comfortable, we are okay with that.
Mm. Okay.
And that it could be a Saturday as well.
Mm.
So we do have Saturday clinics, after our clinics as well, Friday nights, Thursday nights. So that's totally fine with us.
Yeah. So when women come to your clinic, what feedback do they give you when they finished?
Actually, we are getting good feedback.
Yeah.
People love our services because we also have breast screening there as well.
Okay.
So people can have both breast and cervical at the same time.
Mm.
So they feel good.
Mm.
And also some of our clinics are after hours, so they can, you know, come after work or leave the kids with the husband or partners and come over for their smear test, so they feel good.
Mm.
And also sometimes they feel, oh, I've been putting my smear because I was fair, but now I've done it, I'll come back.
Yeah, yeah. And do they tell their friends as well to do
yes.
it?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
I saw a lady last week. She was 26 years overdue for her smear.
26?
Yes, 26. So her last smear was 26 years ago.
Oh, no.
She was just scared to come forward. And one of my colleagues actually called her because she was due for breast screening as well. So my friend, my colleague called her and offered her breast and cervical. And she came forward, had her breast screening, had a cervical screening. And after her screening, she hugged me and said, thank you, Meena, for looking after me. And because she was more than 5 years overdue, because the last smear was 26 years ago, she has to repeat a smear after 1 year. That's a routine. So don't get scared if your doctor says you have to repeat a smear after 1 year.
Yeah.
That's a routine.
It's a routine.
Yes.
So, because it's usually, so everyone.
Every 3 years.
Every 3 years.
But if it's your first smear or your more your last smear was more than 5 years ago, you will have to have one after 1 year. So one, two annual smears. If both results are normal, then you have 3 yearly. So anyways, this girl, this lady, had a smear. She hugged me and said thank you for looking after me, and she said she'll come back after 1 year because she was just worried for nothing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be good to maybe good to that's good to hear so that other women can hear that as well. It's 5 minutes and then you're over and done, and it could be it could be all normal and you're not back for another 3 years.
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's correct. This is cervical screening month as well. September is a cervical screening month. So you'll see lots of promotions around cervical screening. So ladies, please look after yourself. Come forward and have your smear.
It's time to screen, ladies.
Yes.
It's time to screen. And the website.
Time to screen
time
website.
To screen website.
That's correct.
So September is the month for screening. So come on, ladies, let's go and get us checked. Yep, I think if we can, if our cars go for a warrant of fitness, then why not us?
Exactly.
Yeah. How have you been, Mena, since
I've been good.
I'm good.
I've done lots of clinics last week and good success rate, actually.
Yeah, because you talked about how having, when women do come in, whether they have an appointment or not an appointment, you see them.
Yes.
Because they are there.
Yes.
So how do you keep yourself well after a long day at the office?
I go for walks during my lunchtime, and if I get 5 minutes lunch, I'll quickly have lunch and then go for a walk just to keep me fresh.
Yeah.
And then after work, I go for walks and I go to gym as well just to keep myself fresh.
Yeah.
And I love listening to music.
Yeah.
So I love music and I play music as well. Sometimes we have clinic music in our clinic as well. That also gets women calmed as well.
Yeah. What sort of music do you listen to?
Anything and everything. And I love my Bollywood music.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was getting at.
Yes.
Okay. We're almost out of time. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners today?
Life is precious. Take care and have smear.
Oh, thanks, Meena. Everyone, well, it is smear month for September. So how about it? Take a friend. Take a friend and encourage each other. We women talk a lot. We always have a friend. So if you're a bit anxious about going alone, well, you can take a friend with you. Hold your hand and just get it done. Get it done. It's September. Spring. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, it is spring and it's a good time to have a warrant of fitness check. We will have Meena again just to remind us every now and then of how important it is to have your smear test, and also if you are under 26 to have the
the free vaccination.
Free vaccination. And if you are over 26, you can still have it, but you'll have to pay for that yourself. If you have children at intermediate, year 8, and they haven't come to you to talk about HPV vaccination, then maybe you could just pick up the phone and give the school a call.
Or a GP.
Or the clinic, or give Mina a call. Her number again is 0800-729-729 extension 3. That's for South Auckland. But if you live outside South Auckland, you can just call 0800-729-729 and listen to the instructions. Well, thank you, Mina, for talking with me today. Have a great September, and I hope that you're overloaded by women coming in to get their smear done.
Love that.
Yeah, because I know that you take breaks and then you do go for a walk just to look after yourself. Well, everybody, that was this afternoon's Talanoa conversation with Mina Narang, the cervical screening coordinator in Counties Manukau. And it was Well with Anahila, the Labourist Member of Parliament based at Papakura and Tāmaki. Have a great day now. Ka kite.
Ka kite. Thank you.
I always hoped I'd never have to bury a child.